Hello, the tens on duty today are the tens of Asia. We're going to read an excerpt from Baal HaSulam. The impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot, commandments, between man and man is completely the same as the feeling that he feels when engages in mitzvot, commandments between a person and his friend. Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot, lishma, for her sake, without any hope of self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his troubles in the form of reward or honor, etc. And here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of His friend unite and actually become one.
Active workshop question number one. Let's awaken in us the love of friends. Again, active workshop question number one. Let's awaken in us the love of friends.
The love of friends is our fuel station in which we can reach the hearts of all of the world Kli that they are gathering now in the most special time. Every 24 hours we have this special time, and now we simply have to ask and pray for this connection.
Somehow we've been rewarded with being chosen. We've been assembled here together to realize the highest value in reality. The most exciting thing that all of creation is aimed toward that place, to come out of myself toward the others. Sounds irrational, sounds impossible, but if we are here together demanding the power of the light, we will see that this is the only thing that we can choose to do.
Yes, the love of friends is what we build out of the points in the heart that are yearning in each one to feel the truth in life, not something external, really nothing that is in this world in the usual corporeal form. When we unite all of these things together, we start to feel, I guess, the love of friends. Let's awaken it.
Yeah, it's amazing how the friends get up every morning once again with new coarseness, new records, ready to throw it all away and think of others and care for others and exert and love of friends and annul and make an effort to be incorporated. It gives a lot of strength and a lot of confidence and a lot of importance of the goal, and I'm just happy to be among you.
Among you and among all the friends in the world, Kli. It's always such a wonder. It is something that is not really not obvious, and it creates a wonder and amazement. You hear the nigun and you see all the friends in the world, Kli, and you say, whoa, there are hundreds of men all over the world who get up at night in all kinds of different places and different times, and they all connect in order to awaken love within them. What a wonderful thing it is. Where is there such a reality, such a society? These are truly people who are really in a different place altogether, and it is such a privilege to be among them.
And now all those friends are praying, they're incorporating in one another and are praying to really have love among them. We have this subtle inclination, this deficiency, and we're asking the Creator to awaken this love.
Baal HaSulam writes that in the love of friends you have the sgula, the remedy or virtue to heal all of our deficiencies of anything else. So now is the time.
Yeah, every friend is very special. A spark of the Creator, truly. And it's just great to see this specialty. To look at every friend and find his point in the heart and love it. And this love too is something we learn how to do. We practice it. We toil in it. And in the end, we're not only rewarded with it, we really attain it.
Source excerpt number 2, Baal HaSulam writes, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
Active workshop number 2, friends. How do we help each other maintain a high level of holiness through the lesson and beyond? Again, how do we help each other maintain a high level of holiness through the lesson and beyond?
The lesson is exactly the place where in every meeting all the deficiencies we've collected so far bring us into this press and turn us into points of contact with the Creator and between us and the Rav. And there, this holiness is revealed, and the powers we can take for later to do another round, and likewise every day.
Yes, our whole purpose is to reach equivalence of form with the upper force, to maintain the love, the connection between us, mutual bestowal. And how to do that? It is according to how much preparation we have, that each one does with a desire and yearning to be there at the center of the ten and to pray to the upper light, because really only the upper light can keep that level within our nature. I think it's impossible, and therefore we have to ask of the upper light to help us.
And this operates only when we, first of all, increase the importance. And if we first, as we read yesterday in the article of Rabash about love of friends, that although you have, there is love of friends and fear and love, but the first thing is to come out of the love for myself and connect to the friends. That's the first rule. And this is something we always have to awaken.
Yes, and it's mostly through prayer, to help each other not to disconnect from the prayer. And externally, we should give examples.
Yeah, as in the excerpt we read, the prayer is in collecting the sparks, trying to connect to the points in the heart of each one, to these sparks, and kind of feel them. And from this begins the common prayer. And in the end, I suppose it comes to love, to the flame.
And to maintain this direction, this atmosphere, this need for the love of friends throughout the lesson, inside, as we read the article, as the friends ask questions, as Rav gives answers, to constantly be in a request that we will be able to actualize the love of friends in practice.
Yeah, to simply maintain contact, the connection, to hold on to the connection with the friends throughout all the states.
Stubbornly, let's not stop reminding each other of the greatness of this state, the greatness of the path, the greatness of Rav, and of course the greatness of the friends.
Prayer. Dear Creator, thank you for all the friends' effort and strength on the path. May we bond together in unity and reach equivalence of form with you. Please help us to connect and unite our desires into a complete prayer. Creator, we are grateful to you for showing us the path of Torah and Mitzvot in order to correct the soul of Adam HaRishon. Amen.